This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cleveland has always had a dominant offensive line. Even when everything was going wrong, they've always kept a pretty good offensive line. But the AFC North makes you you have to be able to run the ball to survive in that conference because of just your opponents. You got to control, you got to limit the possessions of a Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. You got to limit the possessions of Aaron Rodgers now. You know what I mean? So running the ball controls the clock, which keeps the defense off the field, keeps your guys going, and you just have to do it, and it's just big-time football. So I don't think they'll have any issue reestablishing the run game. You have to just stay committed to it, reestablishing it.
Former Big Ten standout at Ohio State and NFL running back Antonio Pittman just joining us here on the Fan Hotline, 216-474-0092. Man, that does sound like a great way for the Browns to win. Let the defense do their job, continue to just pound it out there on the offensive side of things. And, you know, can Jerome Ford, can Dylan Sampson, Rocket Sanders, the other Sanders on this team, can they give the Browns what they need as far as time of possession and just eating up yards and eating up time to be able to keep Joe Burrow off the field? That does seem like a winning combination, and it sounds like a way that the Browns can win. Is it possible? And, I mean, really, are Ford and Sampson up to the task?
That's the question. I think they will be, as long as they get good blocking up front, and I expect them to do that. I'm really curious to see. You think they have three active running backs? You think we're going to see Rocket Sanders? I'm kind of anxious to see him.
If he did anything on special teams, then yes, over the last couple of years.
I'm anxious to see him. I'm anxious to see Dylan Sampson. I'm not anxious to see Jerome Ford. I know what he can do. And I'm fine with what he can do. Mm-hmm. But I want to see Sampson. He didn't do much in the preseason. And I'm curious about Rocket Sanders. And I'm not delusional. I don't know the guy. I've watched some
highlights of him. We don't even know if he'll be active, right?
I mean, he's one of the guys here. But I would think he would be, but you never know. And I don't think he's Quinshon Judkins. But Andy, nobody thought Terrell Davis was going to be any good, you know? What was he, a fifth or sixth round pick? You never know where you're going to find good talent in the National Football League. It comes from everywhere. And I'm so hopeful that they get lucky with some of these guys that they've brought in. You know, I'm hopeful that Isaiah Bond becomes a real, real big-time wide receiver. Hopeful. I don't know. Will he? I don't know. Maybe Rocket Sanders can, you know, use his 6'1", 230-pound frame and become a pounding back, become really good. You never know where you're going to find these guys. And I think the Browns have to stumble into some of them, Andy, or they're not going to be very successful this year.
The hard part about trying to win a game like that for the Browns to, you know, just kind of keep it on the ground and try to work the ball down the field and eat clock the whole game is that I just don't see Joe Flacco in that game. And here's a guy that averages like 35 passes a game. I don't see...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that go away from like the whole theory of Kevin and Joe together too? Like I can't see him not throwing to the tight ends. I can't see him not
throwing. He threw a lot of passes when he was here, and he had some big yardage games. He had some big yardage games last year.
33.82 passes per game when he was with the Browns.
That's serious. It's a lot of passes.
And that's why you also have a lot of interceptions.
Well, no, that's not why.
Well,
you have a lot of interceptions.
The more you throw the ball, the odds of
the other team.
Well, but do we always know that to be true? I mean, seriously.
Usually an interception is when the other team gets the ball.
Yeah, but sometimes, Jeff, and let me explain it to you. Let me dumb it down here for a little bit.
Good.
Sometimes receivers don't run the right route.
Yeah, that's
true. Sometimes the ball gets tipped. But sometimes the maybe someone's not in a spot they're supposed to be in either.
Okay.
That happens. Like I always wonder.
I don't think it's happened for 18 years of Joe's career, but no, let's go with that. It's the Friday before the season starts, Andy. Let's just be optimistic, as you know what.
How many times do you see a quarterback throw a ball right to the other guy, like a linebacker standing there, and the linebacker's like, What's going on? Did he mean to throw that to me? And then all of a sudden hits him in the chest, and they got to hang on to it. And they go, like, I can't believe. Like, I can't believe a guy could make it all the way to the NFL and just throw the ball to the other team. Like, I always feel like the ones that just seem so obvious are like, what was he thinking? Probably meant that someone was supposed to be in that spot. I don't know. Maybe I'm too nice. Am I too nice? Or are there some quarterbacks out there that maybe just aren't that smart? I'm just going to throw to the other team. I don't think Joe Flacco is going to wake up on Sunday morning and go, man, you know what would be good? Living up to that reputation of throwing pick sixes. Oh, man. That was really sweet the last time I was on the field for this team. Joe Flacco doesn't wake up doing that. Joe Flacco wants to get the ball in the end zone. Let's take a couple phone calls, too. Jeff in North Carolina. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. What's up, man? He's in North Carolina. How's that college football team there doing? Fun?
Yeah. And funny you should ask, because I do think talking about offensive-minded head coaches versus defensive-minded head coaches, you know, matters. First point, I think Joe Flacco is going to have a big year. I think the first time Stefanski and he got together, Joe come off the couch, and I think four or five straight games of over 100 QBR, you know, with no time together. Now we've had an entire offseason, you know, spring ball, for lack of a better term, OTAs, fall camp, and I think those two mesh really well. I think that relationship between play caller and quarterback is crucial. I think that's why a lot of successful coaches like Andy Reid and Sean McVay, and to just go down the list, they're everywhere, from Miami to Chicago to Minnesota, up in Green Bay, San Francisco, the Shanahan guy. I think it's important you have a offensive-minded, quarterback-friendly head coach, and I think Stefanski's great. Now,
oh, Jeff, you still there?
If we lose, the more games we lose, the more we need Stefanski around. We put this limit of 2-3 wins, and he's gone. If he has 7-8 wins, maybe he's gone.
Really?
In my head, yeah. If he's 0-1 or 2, we've got 2 first round draft picks next year, and clearly going to take a quarterback. I want a quarterback whisperer, and there's only 10-15 of them in the league, and I think Kevin's one of them.
Jeff, interesting point. I don't think I've heard anybody say that if he doesn't get the wins, you want to give him the opportunity to work with a quarterback next year. It's an interesting take. Jeff, we're losing you there. Sorry, bad phone line there. We got to upgrade the lines there in North Carolina. What'd you think of that? 0-1-2-3 wins this year. And look, let's the Browns have kept a coach with 0-1 win. You know, I mean, we've seen it.
By golly, there he is.
The problem is it's the NFL, and every year, what, a third of the coaches seem to switch. We're always looking at least, I don't know, anywhere from 5 to 7 coaching changes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is a year?
I would hope that the decision to move forward with Kevin and Andrew Berry would be made by what you see rather than a total of wins. What do you see from the team? Is the team improving? Is the team not improving? Do the players play hard for the guy while the team is improving? I mean, playing hard is one thing, but if it doesn't end up in wins, it doesn't really matter. But I would hope that the decision isn't based on a number of wins. Can I give you a different number?
Yeah, give me a different
number. This is for you.
Okay.
I looked this up just for you.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
Joe Flacco isn't even in the top 50 of all-time interceptions thrown in the NFL.
Wow. What is he, 51?
Not even in the top 50.
He's 51, right?
54.
Yeah.
Hey, did you like Brett Favre?
Yes.
Threw more interceptions than any quarterback ever.
There you go. Does that make you smile, Dan?
What, that Brett Favre occasionally went colorblind? No.
That doesn't make you smile? How about in Minnesota? Did it make you smile in Minnesota when he was in Minnesota?
No, because he didn't throw a boatload then. I am interested to see what this offense looks like now that they've had an entire offseason with Joe Flacco at the helm, because I don't think it is going to be the you only live once offense. I don't think it is going to be the carpe diem offense of, all right, this heavy play action and just, you know what, fling it, because we've got the best defense of the 2020s. I don't think we're going to see that. I think we're going to have open receivers. I think this offense is going to look not as carpe diem, for lack of better terminology. Will there be picks? Yeah, it's called quarterbacking in the NFL, but I don't think it's going to be as blatant as it was the last time.
Gotcha. Chuck in Cleveland. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chuck.
I got a question.
Okay.
I know you, Andy, not Andy, but Jeff, you keep saying, you know, you think that, you know, Stefanski probably will be here next year. How many wins do you think he has to get to be here next year? Because he can't go 3-14 or 2-15. He can't do that.
Chuck, I agree with you on that. We just said a few moments ago, I hope the decision is based on what is seen from the team rather than just a number. But if I would think if they win 7 or more games, I would think that they would bring everybody back.
You know, I said about 8.
Yeah, we're in the same ballpark, Chuck.
Chuck, then what'd you think? I mean, you were sitting on hold. We just got a phone call from a guy in North Carolina that said, you know what, if they only win 3 or less games, that's the more reason to bring him back. I don't know if that's grammatically correct, but that gives you more reason to bring him back.
I don't see it either, Chuck.
I don't see why that guy even said something like that.
Because he thinks he's a good teacher. That's why.
I mean, he's been here. How long he's been here now? This is his 6th year?
Yep, this is 6.
Stefanski? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you just can't keep losing, man, and then talking about going to Brook Park with a new dome, man, and then who's going to – you got to get a good product before you shift that product into the new dome. You know, you can't build a dome and take a team that's not winning over to the new dome. You won't make any money, you know.
Chuck, so, thank you. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but I appreciate the phone call. You don't think fans will be on board for, well, I don't want to say it that way, but I don't think it matters.
It will matter a little.
As far as what? Season tickets? How much they can charge for PSLs?
What do the next several years look like, Andy? If the team is not good in the next several years.
And what?
I think Chuck might have a point there. You know, you want to have a good team in heading into that dome, but if you, and I think they will be, hopefully, you're building in that direction. Next year with two number ones should be a step in that direction. But right now, if you follow up three wins with four wins with two wins, you know, let's be realistic. That I don't think that's happening. But you just can't have a 4 or 5 year period of just ineptitude and then suddenly think, hey, we have a new building. Everybody's all excited about the team.
Sure.
Building, yes. Team, no.
Well, I could make a little bit of an argument the other way, but I'll do that a little bit later in the show. Listen, when we come back, we're going to do a little NFL rapid fire. We also have two keys and a lock down the road. We're going to talk about college football. Tim May from Letterman Row is going to join us, and then maybe Kevin Stefanski, should he hit the microphone before we get off the air. Also, don't forget, you know what it is. It's Friday before a Browns game. And what does that mean? Quick predicts. We'll do that at 11:40. You'll tell us the score of the Browns-Bengals game and give us Monday morning's headline. That is all straight ahead on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.